Title: Call and Response Filter Motion with Live 12 Stock Packs Intermediate. Alright, let's build one of the most useful movement systems in drum and bass, Call and Response Filter Motion, using only Ableton Live 12 stock devices and stock packs. The big idea is simple. In Rolling DNB, movement is often the hook. Not just the notes, not just the drums, it's the sense that the drums and bass are talking to each other. One steps forward while the other steps back. That contrast is what makes a loop feel like a record. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a 16-bar loop where bars 1 through 4 are mostly the drums calling, bars 5 through 8 the bass responding, bars 9 through 12 they trade faster, and bars 13 through 16 both move in a controlled, high-energy way into a transition. And we'll control all of it with three things: auto filter, clip envelopes, and one main macro called call/resp that creates a seesaw between drum brightness and bass thickness. Let's go. First, quick setup. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Create three tracks: a drums track, a bass track, and optionally an FX or Atmos track if you like having ear candy. For drums, load something DNB friendly from Live Stock Packs. You want a tight kick, a crisp snare, and busy hats. For bass, we'll keep it stock and focused. Wave eatable or operator. Dart basic, saw or square vibes are perfect because we're learning motion, not building a museum grade patch. Here's a workflow tip that will keep you moving. Use an 8-bar drum loop and a 2-bar bass riff, then automate the life into it. Now we build the call. Go to your drum pattern. Classic rolling approach: snare on beat 2 and 4, kick on 1, and often that push right before 3, depending on your groove. Hats can be 8ths or 16ths, with a few ghosts to make it shuffle. Once you've got your drums going, group your drum chain and name it Drum Bus. On Drum Bus, we'll add three stock devices in this order. First, EQ8, at a high pass around 30 Hz. This is just clean sub-rumble and keeping your headroom tidy. Second, auto filter. This is our main voice box. Set it to high pass, 24 dB slope. Start your cutoff around 200 to 400 Hz. Set resonance around 15 to 30%, not whistle territory yet. Think presence and motion, not laser beam. Third, drum bus. Drive around 3 to 8%. Boom off or very low, transients up a bit, like plus 5 to plus 15, so the snap reads even when we start moving filters. At this point, you should feel like the drums are already more controlled and a bit more forward. Now the response bass. On your bass track, load Waveatable, Oscillator 1, a saw, or basic shapes leaning sawish. Add unison, maybe 2 to 4 voices, but don't go huge. We're not trying to make it wide and blurry, we want the filter to speak clearly. In Waveatable's filter, you can start with LP24 and a touch of drive. Then, after Waveatable, add a post-processing chain. Add auto filter next. Set it to low pass, 12 or 24 dB. Start cutoff around 150 to 400 Hz depending on octave. Resonance around 20 to 40%. This is where the talking vowel effect starts to happen. Then add saturator. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. That's important, because filter sweeps often feel way more vowel-like when there are harmonics for the filter to grab. Then EQ8. Keep the low end intentional. If you need to roll off extreme lows, do it carefully. In a real track you might split sub and mid into separate layers, but today we're learning the motion system, so one bass is fine. Now we build the control system, one macro that makes drums open up while bass closes down, and vice versa. That's the seesaw. On the drum bus, put your processing into an auto effect rack if it isn't already. On the bass track, do the same. We're going to map auto filter parameters to a macro. Create a macro and name it call/resp. On the drum side, map the drum auto filter cutoff to call/resp. Set the macro range so minimum is about 200 Hz and maximum is somewhere between 2.5 kHz and 6 kHz. Exact max depends on how bright your hats are, but you want it to clearly open up. Optionally, also map drum auto filter resonance with a smaller range, like 10% minimum to 25% maximum. Keep it tasteful. We're adding expression, not dental drills. Now on the bass side, map the bass auto filter cutoff to the same call/resp macro, but here's the trick. Invert the feel using the mapping range. Set the macro minimum to something like 250 to 800 Hz. And set the macro maximum to something like 120 to 250 Hz. So when the macro goes up, drums get brighter and bass gets darker and tighter. When the macro goes down, drums tuck back and bass opens up into the mids. That's your conversation in the frequency spectrum. Optionally, map bass resonance to maybe 20% to 40%. Pause for a second and just play with the call/resp macro manually. You should feel the mix breathe. If you push the macro high, the drums feel like they step forward. If you pull it down, the bass steps forward. That's the core concept. Now we'll write the call rhythmically using clip envelopes. This is where it starts to feel like actual speech. Create a 2-bar drum clip. Open clip view, go to envelopes. Choose the auto filter device on drum bus, and select cutoff. Now draw the motion like syllables, not like a constant sweep. Teacher tip: flat plateaus are your friend. Quick open, hold. Quick clamp, hold. When everything is diagonal, it feels like a siren. When it's step-like, it feels like phrasing. Here's a practical shape per bar. On beat 1, open quickly so the groove lifts. Around beat 2 on the snare, close slightly so the snare feels like it lands with focus instead of splashy top. Around beat 3, open again. Then near beat 4, close more noticeably. A good target is opening up to maybe 4 to 8 kHz on kick and hats moments, and dipping to around 600 hz to 1.5 kHz around snares. That dip is the answer space you're creating inside the drum loop. And here's a jungle leaning trick. Dip just before the snare, not exactly on it. That creates a little suction into 2 and 4. It's subtle, but it feels incredible when the rest of the groove is rolling. Now do the response on bass with clip envelopes. Create a 2-bar bass clip with a simple riff. Rolling 8th notes with a couple rests is perfect. Keep the notes straightforward. The filter is going to be your personality. In the bass clip, go to envelopes. Choose the auto filter and cutoff again. Now draw a slower, rounder motion than the drums. Think of the bass like it's speaking in longer words while the drums are speaking in syllables. Suggested motion. In bar 1, gradually open like an ah vowel. In bar 2, close down, then add a small bounce right at the end. If you want extra punctuation, automate resonance up briefly on the tail of a response note, like a tiny exclamation point. Don't overdo it, 1 or 2 per 2 bars can be enough. For cutoff targets, try closed around 120 to 180 hz for weight, and open around 400 to 900 hz for growl and character. Your exact numbers depend on the patch and octave, but the idea is consistent. Closed equals darker and heavier, open equals more mid presence and speech. Now we arrange the conversation across 16 bars in arrangement view. Bars 1 to 4, drums call. Keep the drum clip envelope active and talking. Keep the bass more static, maybe darker and steadier. Set call/resp around 70 to 100% so drums feel open and the bass feels tucked. Bars 5 to 8, bass responds. Reduce the drum filter motion. That could mean flattening the drum envelope, duplicating the drum clip with less movement, or even bypassing the drum auto filter for a moment. Let the bass do the vowel sweep. Set call/resp around 20 to 50% so the bass opens more and the drums calm down. Bars 9 to 12, trade faster. 2-bar phrases. Bars 9 to 10, let the drums call again. Bars 11 to 12, let the bass respond again. You're basically teaching the listener the language, then you start speaking it quicker. Bars 13 to 16, both speak, but controlled. This is where people mess up and just automate everything wildly. Instead, go smaller. Drums do short high-pass flicks. Bass does a small low-pass wobble. Keep the snare as your anchor the whole time. And at bar 16, set up a transition. Classic move, on the last beat or two, raise the drum high-pass cutoff so the drums thin out and create tension, while the bass low-pass closes down so it chokes. Then on the downbeat, snap open. That contrast makes the drop feel bigger, even if the drop is literally the same sounds. Now we need to make it pump correctly, because call and response is pointless if the bass masks the snare. On the bass track, and the stock compressor, turn on sidechain and feed it from the drums track, or ideally a kick and snare trigger. Ratio around 3:1 to 5:1. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds so the transient still hits, but the body ducks. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. At 174 BPM, release timing is everything. Too long and the bass never returns. Too short and it chatters and feels nervous. Aim for 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction. Now add subtle modulation, so things feel alive without wrecking your main automation. A great stock trick is using autopan as an LFO-style tremolo. Put autopan on drum bus or your hats group. Set phase to 0 degrees so it's not stereo panning, it's amplitude modulation. Set rate to 1/8 or 1/16, amount around 5 to 15%. The result is micro-movement that makes the filter motion feel even more intentional. Quick coach check. Listen to the snare body while your drum high-pass envelope is moving. If your snare starts feeling thin or papery, your minimum cutoff is too high or your dip is too long. The snare is the consonant of the groove. If you lose the consonants, the listener stops understanding the speech. Now, a really practical mixing safety tip. Pre-drop automation needs headroom. Resonance and saturation can raise perceived loudness and create surprise peaks. Put a utility at the end of your drum bus and at the end of your bass chain. Map the gain to a spare macro called safety trim. During the busiest bars, pull down 1 to 3 dB. That way your drop feels bigger without you fighting clipping. Let's also clarify the workflow roles, because this is what keeps your sessions clean. Clip envelopes are your groove grammar. They're the repeating speech pattern. Arrangement automation is the storytelling. Who talks when, and how intense it gets. And here's an intermediate move that instantly improves results. Record your macro performance, then edit it. Arm automation, perform call/resp for 16 bars, and then simplify. Delete most of the tiny wiggles. Keep only the phrase-defining moves every 1 or 2 bars. You'll get human timing without messy curves. If you want to level up further, add a second macro called intensity. Map it to a few things at once. Drum filter resonance range, bass filter driver saturator drive, and even the sidechain compressor threshold so it ducks slightly more when intensity is high. Now you can keep the same conversation pattern but turn up the argument when you need energy. Another spicy variation. Add one tiny micro call inside the response. In the bass envelope, add a single 1/16th blip open right before a rest or note change. It's like a quick little reply, without changing the entire phrase. And if you ever feel like your bass sweep is just getting louder and quieter rather than talking, that's usually a harmonic problem. Add saturator before the auto filter, drive it a bit more, then filter. The vowel bands will pop out. Let's wrap with common mistakes to avoid. Don't overdo resonance, especially in that 2 to 6 kHz zone where it can whistle and hurt. Don't have both elements moving hard at the same time for the entire loop. If everything speaks, nothing is understood. Don't ignore the snare. It is the anchor of D&B. Don't let cutoff automation fight a bass riff that already has lots of pitch movement. If the notes are doing gymnastics, keep the filter simpler. This audio version is shortened for playback.